Hello, mate.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Fine. So, well, as I was saying, I'm calling from Kugan Media. Can we talk a few minutes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Perfect. So, the thing is, we saw your videos on Instagram and in TikTok, and we like to talk and get to know the interesting people that lives and works here in Sant Cugat.
Okay.
So, actually, can you wait just 1 second, please? And 1 minute, okay? I
Okay,
have to check
sorry.
something.
Vale.
Sorry, mate.
Okay.
Can you talk? Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay,
Okay.
now. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry. I was just checking the audio.
Ah, okay.
Okay. So, as I was saying, we wanted to talk to you to know you a little bit,
Okay.
and because we like to do some little reports on people that we find interesting here in the city. So I had
Okay.
a couple questions, if it's
All
okay.
right. Sure.
So I was seeing your profile a little bit, and well, obviously you came from Japan and you went all over the world with competitions, working, studying. And first question has to be, how did you end up here in Sant Cugat?
That's one of the questions. Well, I've been dancing for over 10 years, and I was already doing salsa and bachata in Japan. And actually, when COVID hit, it was a moment when I said, I want to kind of make a little bit of change. And I was always thinking about coming to Spain for dance. And there is a visa that they do. It's called a working holiday. And basically, people from Japan, we can come to Spain for at least 1 year to work or to study or do whatever. So I said, okay, well, I want to come to Spain. I knew there were some great dancers here. For example, Adrián and Anita, they're world champions. And I wanted to also study with them. So I said, I'm going to come back. I'm going to come to Spain and to learn, but also to teach. And I actually had some mutual friends that knew the director of the Sant Cugat Dance Academy in Sant Cugat. So I got in contact with him and we started talking, and they were also looking for teachers for salsa and bachata. So it was kind of a perfect timing. So I got in contact with them and they were interested in my profile. So I came here and I just started teaching there.
Great, great, great. And as you say now, you are working here in the Dance Academy. I wanted to ask how it's like how it's what it's like working here in the Sant Cugat Dancing Academy.
So obviously I speak a little bit of Spanish, but it's not that great. So I teach in a little bit of Spanish, English, and obviously just through dance. But I just find the people here so warm and they're super inviting and accepting, and I already feel part of the family, and I've been here for about 2 years. And so I really appreciate the whole atmosphere that Sant Cugat has in the school and also in the town.
Yeah, so so in general, how would you describe your experience in living, working here in Sant Cugat?
I love it. I love the town. Also, I just love the people here. I also feel really appreciated. The fact that I'm there teaching, I have great students, also great colleagues that I work with. I work with the director, Daniel Curto, and we danced together as well. And overall, it's just been a super, super amazing experience here.
Great, great, great. And just to end, wanted to ask, what are your plans for the future? And do you think that you're going to stay here?
Yes. Well, actually, I only plan on staying here for 1 year, and it's already been my second year here, and I decided to stay another year, so it's going to be my third year here, actually, because I'm finding, you know, more opportunities, and I'm meeting more people, and I'm starting to establish things here, so I'm planning to do more classes, do more shows, try to spread South and Bachata more here in San Cugat. And yeah, that's my plan.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Means you like it and you're comfortable.
Yeah, no, it's great. And I see a lot of opportunity here, so.
Perfect, perfect. Well, May, as I was saying at the beginning, we like to do this little report, okay, about people that we find interesting here. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to do one of you, and we will use some information that I mentioned before of your profile and what you were saying now.
Okay.
And I wanted to ask you if you could send me a couple of pictures to what?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
And
I'll send some, yes.
Yeah, perfect. I didn't know if you could send. We especially liked that video that you were dancing in front of the monastery, in front of the church.
You have to tell me which one, because I took like so many videos there.
Yeah, the main church here in San Cugat.
See, I have like 5 videos there.
Okay.
Which one is it?
Well, I think it was the last one.
I was dancing with a hombre.
Yeah, yeah, with one man. Yeah.
Okay, I will send you what I think you mean, and if not, I will try to find the other one.
Well, I mean, if you could send us a picture of you there in front of the church.
Of the monastery.
Yeah, okay. You know, like there or dancing or whatever, it could be amazing. And
perfect.
Also, if you, I don't know if you have a picture of you in the class, in the academy, you know, doing class.
See, I have some, yes.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. And and the pictures, if they can be horizontal.
Okay, horizontal. I will try to find horizontal one.
Perfect.
Vale. Should I email it to you? Or?
Yeah, perfect. That would be perfect.
Okay. If you could send me the email in the Instagram, then, and we'll email it to you.
Perfect. Now I'll write it to you, and when you can, you send us the pictures, okay?
Okay, super.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, May.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.